Unusually warm conditions occurred across hard red winter wheat country yesterday afternoon, with temperatures pushing into the lower 90s in parts of Nebraska and Kansas. Temperatures in the 80s were common in the rest of the Central Plains, and some 70s occurred northward and eastward across portions of the Midwest and the northern U.S. Plains. All of this warmth was certainly unseasonable, and it's not likely to be perpetuated any longer. Temperatures across these areas today will be notably cooler, with afternoon readings expected to run mostly in the 40s and 50s across not only hard red winter wheat country, but a big part of the Midwest as well. We did experience favorable conditions yesterday afternoon across the Midwest. Temperatures reached over 80 degrees in portions of Iowa, northwestern Missouri, and eastern Kansas, and again parts of Nebraska. We also saw 80 degrees at the St. Louis, Missouri area, and the rest of the eastern Midwest reported temperatures mostly in the 70s, with a few 60s from Michigan into parts of northern eastern Ohio. The warmth was long overdue. It's been a long, cold winter, but the sustainability of this kind of warmth is not there for today or for any other day this week. We will see temperatures cooler across these areas, with afternoon highs over the next 2 days running mostly 40s and 50s. We'll expect to see some nighttime cooling as well, dropping temperatures back below freezing across many northern and western portions of the Midwest. The temperatures may still be somewhat on the mild side on Thursday of this week. We'll look for the afternoon temperatures then, running mostly 50s, but a handful of upper 40s will occur as well. And as we go into Friday and Saturday, we'll see a short-term bout of warming across the Midwest. Temperatures will be back in the 50s and 60s in many areas, with perhaps a few lower 70s in the southwestern part of the Corn Belt. But that's as warm as it gets. A reinforcing shot of cold air will come through as we go from Sunday into Monday and Tuesday of next week, with afternoon highs back into the 30s and 40s across the northern Midwest and 40s and lower 50s in the south. Our lowest temperatures at night are expected to run back into the 20s and 30s quite often this week and into the weekend. The coolest air will show up late in the weekend and early next week, at which time we'll likely see teens and 20s occur across the northern half of the region, as we see 30s in the south. Well, precipitation prospects across the plains and the Midwest will be somewhat erratic as we go forward through the coming week. There will be opportunity for precipitation in both areas, but as far as big soakings of precipitation is concerned, I'm not quite sure that it's all there. Today's computer forecast model data was suggesting some heavy amounts of precipitation for hard red winter wheat country and also for a part of the upper Midwest in the second week of the outlook, but I'm not ready to buy into either event. I think there'll be some shower activity, but certainly not going to be real substantial amounts of moisture. Most of the Midwest will be left dry here today and tomorrow. The disturbance that will occur in parts of hard red winter wheat country will begin spreading some shower activity into Missouri as we get into tomorrow afternoon, and that will eventually spread a little bit further into the Ohio River Valley as we move into the evening tomorrow and on into Thursday morning. The precipitation is expected to diminish, though, as it moves into our region, and most areas will probably not see much more than 2/10 to around 4 or 5/10 of an inch of moisture from this event. The precipitation will still continue into the Friday-Saturday time period in some of the lower parts of the Midwest, but it's not until a reinforcing shot of cold air comes into the region as we get into Friday and Saturday that we'll see a better chance for precipitation in some areas across the region. Some of the computer forecast model today suggests that most of the cold air will come in dry, and it will be when the cool air starts to abate that we see our next larger storm system potentially, and that may hold off until sometime early to midweek next week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.